This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A medical cannabis dispensary is now open in Litchfield, and a cultivation center will soon follow. The dispensary, known as Greenhouse, is located on West Union Avenue and opened its doors yesterday. Now, you might be wondering why I'm classifying this as farm news, but it is agriculture when you think about it. The crop is grown indoors and will soon be produced at a cultivation center in Litchfield, according to Greenhouse CEO Mitch Kahn.
We're under construction. We've been under construction for a couple months, and we should be finishing construction and moving into the full facility by early August.
And do you mind telling us where that will be located?
It's in Litchfield.
Do you work with the Department of Ag at all for this, or can tell us a little bit more of the details about the cultivation center and maybe some of the permits or things you have to have?
Absolutely. We work very closely with the Department of Ag. They are the agency in Illinois that regulates the cultivation side of the medical cannabis program, so we work very closely with them, have worked closely with them to solve some issues over the last couple of years, and work with them to make the changes we need to make to the building to make it work for us and what we're going to build there.
So obviously lots of rules and regulations. As far as what it's going to look like at the cultivation center, is it more of a lab setting, or what's it look like?
Well, we have, you know, it's really, you know, if you will, kind of three separate things going on there. We have an office, so our corporate folks, if you will, that are going to run the facility, do our marketing, those kind of things will be housed there. We have a grow side of the facility and a production and kitchen side. So we will grow the plants from seeds and from small clones or cuttings, and that'll happen on the grow side. Once those plants are grown and fully grown and ultimately harvested, some of them will be converted into oil through a production extraction process, and then that oil will be either sold in various forms as oil or will go into various edible products.
What's the process of planting and harvesting like? I mean, are you just planting seeds like you would a garden and then harvesting it? Is there a drying process?
It is, I think, very similar to a lot of other agricultural products. It is, at the end of the day, it's just a plant, but it is a plant that is fairly finicky. So there's a lot of TLC that has to go into it, and a lot of, each different strain grows differently, requires different nutrients. So we have some experts who know how to do that every day. And to answer your other question, yes, there is certainly a drying process at the end once it's harvested.
So there are other greenhouse locations throughout the state of Illinois. I've been on the website. Do you have individual people at each cultivation center? Do they travel throughout the state?
So the other things you've seen on our website are three existing dispensaries that we have up in the greater Chicago area. We do not have a cultivation facility. This will be our first cultivation facility in Illinois.
Okay. Any other final thoughts, or you think we've pretty much covered everything?
I think we've covered everything. We are really excited to finally be opening in Litchfield with the dispensary, and as excited to get the cultivation off the ground and bring jobs to Litchfield. I think we're gonna be a significant employer in town, and most importantly, to help patients who need medicine, help them feel better.
Once again, that was the CEO of Greenhouse, Mitch Kahn. In other news, the monthly WASD, or World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates report by the Department of Ag, released Wednesday, predicts a U.S. corn crop of 14.06 billion bushels, down 1.08 billion from last year. The monthly report is also projecting a U.S. soybean crop of 4.25 billion bushels, down from the 4.3 billion bushel crop last year. USDA projects ending stocks for new crop corn at 2.11 billion bushels and at 480 million bushels for soybeans. For the nation's wheat crop, USDA lowered expected production to 1.25 billion bushels, down 25% from last year. Those numbers, however, do not reflect the recent damages to the winter wheat crop in Kansas and other states. You can view the full report online at USDA.gov. Well, another study suggests that dairy fats do not increase the risk of heart attacks and strokes. The study, published in the European Journal of Epidemiology, concluded that consumption of dairy fats had a neutral effect on human health. A researcher leading the study at England's Reading University said there's been a lot of publicity over the last 5 to 10 years about how saturated fats increase the risk of cardiovascular disease, and a belief has grown up that they must increase the risk, but they don't. The study combined other research projects from the last 35 years that involved more than 900,000 people. The study says no associations were found that led them to believe consumption of dairy fats led to increased risks of mortality or heart disease. The research instead suggested that fermented dairy products may actually lower the risk of having a heart attack or stroke. The study is one of many recent research projects that have determined dairy fats are good for humans, reversing previous thinking by the scientific community. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.